Good afternoon and welcome everybody to this extraordinary council meeting on the 15th of June 2021. The time is now 1:05. We'll start with a prayer. Almighty God, we humbly ask you to grant your blessing upon this council. Direct and prosper our deliberations to the advancement of your glory and the true welfare of the people of our Shire and Australia. Amen. And the acknowledgement of country, the Yarralla Shire Council recognises the traditional custodians of the land on which this meeting is being held. And we acknowledge Aboriginal elders, both past and present, and pay respect to them and their heritage. Again, councillors, this meeting will be webcast on an audio recording, and the recording of non-confidential parts of this meeting will be made available on the internet. No other persons are permitted to record the meeting unless specifically authorised to do so by council. And in regards to mobile phones, electronic devices, please make sure that everybody has their phone turned off or turned down, please. Apologies, General Manager, it would appear that Councillor Sampson is not here.
Yes, Mr. Mayor, I was expecting Councillor Sampson, so I'm just not sure if he's able to attend today or not.
So at this stage, the time is now 7 minutes past one. I'll put Councillor Sampson down as an apology. Can I have a mover and seconder, please? It's Councillor Strutt, seconder Councillor Dusting, to put Councillor Sampson down as an apology. All those in favour, raise your hand. I'll declare that carried. Thank you. Do we have any disclosures or declarations of interest, General Manager?
No, not at this time, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. And for the record, Councillor Sampson has entered the room at 1:07, so his apology will be withdrawn. We'll just withdraw it. Do we require a seconder, a move and seconder? I don't think we do, do we?
We've just taken it out, Mr. Mayor. Mr. Mayor, with the leave of the meeting, we've just removed it from the records.
So, Council, the reason for this extraordinary Council meeting is to look at the 2021-22 Crown Reserve Improvement Program Fund on page 4 of our business paper, the project nominations for the Stronger Country Communities Fund Round 4, which is on page 23 of our business paper, and the Central Northern Regional Library Agreement, which is on page 37 of our business paper. So, Councillors, we now go to 6.1 in the business paper, which is on page number 4, in regards to the 2021-2022 Crown Reserves Improvement Fund Program. And councillors, I would imagine that councillors would need to do something to discuss this matter at length. So we have moved by Councillor O'Connor, seconded Councillor Strutt to move into committee. All those in favour, please raise your hand. Those against? So we're in committee mode, councillors. Councillor, just before we start, through the General Manager, I might just ask our Manager of Planning for a bit of an update in regards to this proposed recommendation before council.
Yep, thank you, Mr. Mayor. You've got a microphone. Great, thank you,
Mr. Mayor. With regard to these projects, we've tried to find projects that are eligible underneath the program that haven't got a huge ongoing requirement from council to include them in the annual budget with regard to maintenance and depreciation. With the recreation reserve at Barry Monday, We have costed out those projects with, or we've certainly got an estimate, looking around about $120,000 to resurface the courts, around about $40,000 for the toilet, with the barbecue facility and shelter, about $12,000, and about $3,000 for the water tank. The Wooldridge Recreation Fossing Area Reserve amenities consist of two universal composting, universal access composting toilets at around about $120,000 for the two.
Thank you. So, councillors, questions, comments? Councillor O'Connor. We're in committee, so.
The response from the manager planning was for all or just 6.1?
6.1.
I do have a question, sir. Mr. Mayor, I would be supporting a grant funding application to the Crown Improvement Reserve Fund. In relation to Summers Ponds Recreation Reserve and Wooldridge Recreation Fox Seeking Area Reserve, I have some questions. One question is that the Wooldridge Recreation Fox Seeking Area Reserve, at our May meeting, in the minutes of motion number 24.05/21, we as a council at number 51 said the replacement of amenities at the Wooldridge Fossicking Reserve for $200,000. I noticed that this is put in a cost of only $120,000, but I also noticed that in 6.2, we've doubled up again with it, and I know that 6.2 is a ranked applications, and these are individual applications. But I'm surprised that we make two applications to two different funds. It surprises me. It lessens the importance of that particular application, because within the application we're going to have to say yes, we have applied for other funding in both of them, and then they'll say we're off. So I would prefer that we make one of those.
Did you want a response from the general manager?
Yes, sir.
Second response.
Through the chair, the Crown grant is very much a competitive process. There's only $17 million available throughout the state, so the chances of getting them, both of them, up are a little bit slim, I would suggest. Whereas the Stronger Country Communities funding is an allocation.
And further, could you just clarify, there was another $80,000 in our project list for the Fossicking Reserve. Can you recall what that amount was for? And I'm assuming the reason we didn't recommend that was it was new works as opposed to renewal works, but could you clarify?
That figure of 200,000 was an estimate from quite a long time ago. We have since got quotes in from providers where they were about $45,000 for the toilet and about another $30,000 to get them installed.
Councillor O'Connor, are you still going?
Yes, Mr. Mayor. I hear what the officers have said. I still stand by my fear that in making the application on two funds for the same one, that we lessen the possibility of getting either of them up. In other words, as a person who has reviewed funding applications, if someone says, yes, I've applied for somewhere else, and this is in a competitive area, I would suggest that we should leave out, and I would suggest that in place of that, this afternoon you're going to be talking about Fuller Park, and surprise, surprise, that amount is $120,000. And I would suggest then, if that is a Crown Reserve, that we in fact replace with the Fossicking Area Reserve amenities with Fuller Park for $120,000 at 6.1. And I would then support the Fossicking Area in 6.2. Thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Bell.
Mr. Mayor, I'd refer everybody to an email that Mr. Barclay, who's in attendance today, forwarded it to everyone. Mine's that time 10:06 this morning, in which, and if I read the first paragraph, I'm surprised to learn by Yarel Wordsworth of the extraordinary meeting of Council June 15th, 2021. At this meeting, a grant application for Barry Munday Reserve will be discussed. According to the business papers, proposed improvement projects include the construction of a shelter, court improvements, tennis nets, barbecue facility, toilet and water tank. Of these projects, the tennis court improvements, tennis nets and barbecue facility refurbishment have already been undertaken by community members. This was communicated to USC staff and councils on the 16th of March. The Crown Land Improvement Fund was mentioned in correspondence with Mr. Seymour in April, and after receiving a reply, the Barry Munday Reserve Committee had no further communications. Basically, then goes on, we feel that as rushing into more funding at a moment will overwhelm our volunteers who responded enthusiastically to the request by councillors to have some skin in the game of managing this historic reserve. And so I'm surprised that it's still on the list. I would have thought that we were better to work closely with this reserve committee rather than put this application in without their support. Thank you.
Yeah, so most of my communications have been with Ms. McPhee, but they have had a desire to have a shed there, and I think they're also after some sort of a locker for storing furniture there. As the manager of planning, development planning said, this was for an additional surface. So the current surface of the courts there is ant bed, so this was for an overlay surface over the top of that, and also for a toilet. That's probably the biggest limiting thing there at that area there, is there was no ablution facilities to support any recreational events that are going on there. Full Reserve is listed as council being the owners of the land there. So it would be council-owned community land.
Councillor Toomey, then Councillor Strutt.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I note in the chain that Mr. Barclay sent in an email from Susan McPhee to the Director of Infrastructure, Mr. Seymour, on the 20th of April, where she posed the question that it would be good to get some idea of how the council sees the available funding being used and concentrating on application. I wondered if there was any further correspondence on that before I pose my question on this.
No, not that I recall.
Thank you. Okay, well, I don't support this either of these recommendations. And the reason I don't is because we've failed at the first hurdle of community consultation. And clearly not all members of the Barry Munday Reserve are aware. I think this is the sort of thing that needs to be taken on board by council as a priority to improve in our community relations. I'd like to see just a simple circular go to a community group who are custodians and managing the land reserve for the community before things like this come to council, and that their input be included in reports to council. If we can put it in a report to council, we could also send it to them, and I think that would have been the best way forward, so that there was the courtesy of notice on what we were proposing to do on land that they are actually managing for us. So I definitely don't support an application for Barramundo Reserve without knowledge that the community members looking after it and using it actually want the facilities. I note that in some of the wording there are particular styles being sought by the Barramundo Reserve group, and so I'm not convinced that what we're doing, I'm not clear that that would actually be in keeping with the heritage style that they're looking to restore at the reserve, and I respect that as part of the character of the area. I am at a loss to understand why the Wooldridge Fosking Reserve amenities need such extensive funding and renewal. That hasn't been evident to me in the times that I've been there, and I think the additional cost in the budget could be avoided in both cases as a result. I notice that we're being asked to add $18,440 a year in the applicable 21-22 budget review process for maintenance and depreciation of these two projects. So I don't see that. I think the other thing that needs to be said at this point, and it will need to be said again at report 6.2, but for the point of 6.1, the project list of 57 eclectic, can only be described as eclectic list of projects that were adopted at the last meeting, which is being referred to in this second report, but it is, Wooldridge Reserve is one that was in that list for, is in now in report 6.1. The heading of that report was priority project list for community consultation. And we haven't done the community consultation on the 57 projects, yet we're now pulling them randomly into grant funding applications as they come. Council didn't adopt that for simply just slotting them in and throwing them out as approved projects. We needed to actually consult on them first. So I really don't see why this has come forward. We don't need to apply all the time. It does add to our depreciation. It does add to our renewals and maintenance. If it's not needed, we shouldn't be doing it. There are other projects that we really do need council officers to focus their energy on, the industrial land and the Glen and Pioneer Park projects to start with. So I think this is an impost on staff time that is unnecessary, and I'd like to see the energy focused on those other areas where we actually are really ready to go. People are waiting to buy industrial land. There are project drivers in our community for the Pioneer Park and Glen areas that need to be supported. They do need more funding. So I'd rather see our energy go into those areas. So I definitely don't support the project as the report has written.
Thank you. Councillor Strutt.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Given that council is the responsible body for their Crown lands and therefore for the Barramundo Reserve, and I read Mr. Barclay's email this morning. My question is that if funding is available under the Crown Reserves Improvement Fund, there is a lot of work and improvement which the Friends of Barramundo Reserve are looking for that reserve. It fits the criteria for the Crown Reserves Improvement Fund. And so I just wonder if we don't apply now for funding now, whether the funding may not be available in the future. This is a reserve that has strong community support, and given that council is the responsible manager for that land, I'm in favour of applying for funding to be able to undertake the improvements that community and the Friends of Barramundo Reserve would like to see. But if that funding application is successful, then I would be looking for council to be working with the Friends of Barramundo Reserve and working in collaboration with them and explaining work that's to be done, how it can be done, the time frame, so that it's a collaboration between the Friends of Barramundo Reserve and the council in how that grant funding and how those improvements might be established. And I take Councillor O'Connor's point about the Wooldridge Recreation and Fossicking Area, and if Fuller Park is is a community land and not Crown Reserves, then I would be in favour of keeping the Wooldridge Reserve and Fossicking Area application in under Crown Reserves, because it is a Crown Reserve, and perhaps substituting the Fuller Park in Report 6.2 rather than the Wooldridge Fossicking Reserve, because I too had a question and said, why are we asking for funding for this reserve in two different places? So I would support 6.1 and the application for those two funding grants in there. Thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Crouch.
The Crown Reserve Improvement Fund is a rolling program. It happens every year and has for 20 odd years or more, at least. I suspect possibly around the 100 year mark. It's an ongoing scheme for the state government, contributes towards the management and caring for the reserves that are vested in other organisations. It's not a five-year program that will run out. We have every expectation to expect it to continue into the foreseeable future. Given that, I'm concerned that the committee, whatever we want to call them, looking after that reserve for us, that are developing it, haven't been consulted in detail in terms of what's proposed. And we've got a letter in front of us that, or an email in front of us, that, well, to put it blunt, feels they're not quite ready for it yet. Given that, I'd like to see this deferred and not put the effort into it at this stage, that we can do that, we can plan for 12 months' time. These come around every year. We could plan with the community, we could have plans ready, they could have their reserve worked out where their vegetation planting is going, that sort of thing, and do the necessary planning to get something in place that the community supports. In terms of the toilets out at the Wooldridge Fossicking Reserve, I went out for a look and they didn't look too bad to me. Maybe I'm missing something. They've been there a while, that's not disputed at all. But I would have thought we would be better off putting money into other projects on that list, such as the Dangers Lagoon Rest Stop. I think that would be Crown Reserve, I could be wrong there. I don't know. The Racecourse Lagoon toilets are certainly that's certainly Crown land. And I think we'd be better off improving the facilities in other areas rather than demolishing what aren't too bad for free camping area anyway.
Thanks. I'll just ask a question through the general manager, possibly to the manager of planning or the director. Is it the current toilets? I haven't been to the toilets. I've been out there, but I haven't gone to the toilets, utilised the toilets out there. Is there a need for them to be upgraded, updated? What's the purpose of the application?
Through the chair, they're not in too bad a condition at the moment, but they are something that we will have to replace at some time in the not too distant future, I would expect. The other thing with them is they're not universal access toilets, so people with disabilities can't use them that well. But it's something we discussed with the consultants who are preparing the draft open space strategy, and they thought they needed replacement at some point in the near future. And everybody likes a nice toilet.
So, just for clarification, through the general manager, the upgrades would cater for people with disabilities and better access to the toilets, is that correct? As well as being upgraded themselves?
That's correct, and it's a renewal rather than new toilets, so that depreciation figure you're looking at there is for the Barry Munday Reserve, not Wooldridge.
Yeah, Mr. Mayor, if I could just add a couple of comments. I think Council's considerations so far are appropriate in terms of your ongoing operating cost and the opportunity, you don't necessarily have to apply. We've put these reports before you because we understand historically council would like to consider grant funding opportunities, but you do not have to apply for every grant funding opportunity. And given our recent discussions on the long-term financial plan, it is certainly a reasonable option for you to go, actually, we won't do anything in this round. And as clarified in the email from Councillor Crouch on Friday that I responded to, we have just put before you a start point. We are doing our best to give you indications of the effect of ongoing operating costs. So whilst certainly Racecourse Lagoon would be lovely to have some toilets out there, that is 100% new cost, another set of toilets to be cleaned by somebody, to be depreciated, to be maintained and so on. So there are things we do have to... again, as has been pointed out, see what our community consultation says on these projects. I'm not saying we shouldn't be doing any of these things. It's probably just a matter of when you think is the right time to do these things. And, of course, we can apply for the grant funding and not get it. But if you do get it, as has been pointed out, you know, it's a risk if you're not back funding when you are offered it. So there are a few competing factors that you're appropriately weighing up in the discussion, and hopefully that information has assisted.
Thank you. Councillor Ledger.
Thanks. I've just had a question for planning. Is the Bundarra Sports Complex requiring the extension for the change rooms fitted in the scope of Crown's lands or the Stronger Country Communities grant funding?
Through the chair, look, I'm not entirely sure I understand the question. You're talking about the Bundarra Sport and Rec toilets?
Yes.
That was funded Stronger Country Communities, I believe.
Yeah. And that needs an extension, I believe, because it's a half change room and they wanted a full scope change room. I was just wondering if... there was a price that we could add to the Stronger Country Communities Fund for that project as well, to add that in, please.
I'm a bit confused. I can't see anywhere. I can't see anywhere in Report 6.1 that addresses anything to do with Bundarra.
No, that's correct. Okay. And the other thing is too, now in relation to Monday's Lane Reserve, there has been ongoing and continuous consultation. And Landmark, I think, is on board now. And they have had plans in place. The cricket nets do need replacing. The floor and the ground has been renewed by the community. Nice log seats have been put in, but what is required still and unchanged, and I wasn't aware of the email at 10 o'clock this morning, which I'm quite concerned about, that it's come from one person. I would like the whole group come from the Colk group community, that they do need a shed. They do require toilets and they do require netting and a few signages and different things like this, I understand, and all the reports come forward and all the different communications. This should remain on the table. It doesn't need to wait any longer. The group has been been active for more than a year, and they have been planning for this for more than a year, and these are the requirements that the group requires. It is an out of town facility, and we don't have enough facilities out of town to cater for the ever-growing environment, to cater for the children growing up, and this is a great environment. It's highly used by the community, and it has produced people to come into our community already in the short term. And upgrades would go a long way in advancing that yet again. And to stall it any more when the group has been working towards this for more than a year and not to put it forward today, I'm not understanding this letter that's arrived at 10 o'clock this morning. I'm asking councillors to dismiss it. The funding needs to be put in for the reserve, and those things are required. As for the Woodridge Recreation and Fossicking Area, Urella is long overdue for upgrades, and the Director of Planning has said here today that it may not be done now, but it needs to be due in the future, and Council would pay Council in the long run to look at future planning. And I appreciate that the General Manager has put in the grant funding budget approved for the operating costs, maintenance and appreciation. Looks rather high, and I'd like to ask how those numbers have come about and how you got to those numbers as well, please, through the Mayor.
Yeah, just in regards to the first part, and Matt can answer the second part about the basis of the costs, but with the change rooms for the Bundara Sports and Rec, that land is Crown land, but it's got the Sports and Rec are the land manager, not council in that one. So in the first round of the Stronger Country Communities, council did manage some of those non-council owned infrastructure things, but for the second round and so onwards, it's up to them as community groups to make their own applications and manage their own projects. Matt, I'll leave the second part to you.
Through the Chair, from memory, those costs for Barrie Mundo Reserve were based on a 25-year lifespan and a decommissioning cost of around about $6,000, I think.
Excuse me, Mr. Mayor. My question was for the General Manager on how the figure for $18,440 for maintenance and depreciation came about. How do you get that number?
So as the Manager of Planning and Development endeavoured to answer, with each of the capital projects, we have to look at depreciation costs, we have to look at the expected lifespan, we have to look at maintenance costs. So when you put toilets in, they'll need to be cleaned and they'll need to have maintenance. So those types of things are all factored in. So we do calculations to come up with an indicative figure. We can't guarantee that that's the figure, of course, and it's in today's dollars as well.
Councillor O'Connor was first, then Councillor Bell. Councillor O'Connor.
Mr. Mayor, Councillor Crouch advised us that this is an annual one. It is annual, but the government in its wisdom gives us a very short period. They open the funding on the 26th of May and they close it on the 25th of June. And therefore, we need to have consultation prior to that. I still support both funding applications. However, I think you've now got 7 working days and 1 day to fill in the application. And I suggest, and I would be moving forward when we come out of this, that I would remove the words including shelter, court improvements, tennis nets, funding, a barbecue facility, toilets and water tank, and the words cost of, and include in the area of cost of application up to. And that's for Summers Pond. And for the Woodridge, I would take out cost of and put in application up to the 120,000. The reason I'm doing this is that you've got 7 days. 7 days to talk to the Barrie Mundo Reserve, or the Friends of Barrie Mundo Reserve, so that they can have an input. That would give you an up to figure. So if it comes out that they only want $50,000 worth of work, then you have our imprimatur to put in a funding application by Friday of next week for $50,000. If it comes in at $120,000, you put in $120,000. If it's $170,000, it's $170,000, up to $175,000, because we have said last council meeting that we think, you know, there should be we actually said at number 17, $52,000, at 44, 175,000, and at 45, the 15,000. The 15,000 withdrew trees. If we are following our logical strategic direction, and that's what I'm saying you should do, is that we now sit on the 15th of June looking forward to a funding application deadline of the 25th of June, and I think we need to give our staff the ability to go forward, but also giving them the advice that they need to talk to people about it before they put it in. But we give them a limit of $175,000 for Summers Pond, and we give them a limit of 120 for the Fossickers. And I think that's the way forward. That is strategic. That is us doing our job. And in the parlance of AFL football, we're handballing it over to our staff, right? I'm sure that South Australian person knows what I'm talking about. Thank you very much.
Thank you. And that's if people follow AFL too. Councillor Bell.
I'd noticed that before the commencement of the meeting that Mr. Barclay was advised he couldn't answer questions from the council. However, I have to point out that having our council delegate suggest we dismiss his email this morning, I felt was inappropriate, and I'd like to apologise on behalf of myself for that comment. As I say, I strongly support the idea that we work with them. When I look at the proposed improvements and see what's already been done by the reserve, our application would be fraudulent anyway, given that a number of those works have been done. So either we find a way to work with the Somers, with the Barramundo Reserve before this application submitted, or we do as Councillor Crouch suggested and put it off for 12 months. But to dismiss Mr. Barclay's letter is inappropriate. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thanks, Councillor Bell. Just for clarification, I did ask Mr. Barclay if he did wish to make a presentation to council, and he declined. He did say that he was available to ask questions, but you're well aware, just like I'm well aware, that if somebody makes a presentation to council, then councillors can ask him a question. It doesn't work that a person in the gallery is not allowed to sit in the gallery and answer questions. If they wish to make a presentation, he can, which he declined. So he declined to make a presentation, but he's unable to answer questions from the gallery. Just to clarify.
I fully understand that, Mr. Mayor. What then happens, though, is inappropriate. Councillors then shouldn't be able to dismiss out of hand information that he's provided to all of us prior to the meeting. Thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Toomey.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I echo Councillor Bell's apology, Mr. Barclay. I certainly read your letter and the chains from other members of your group that you shared, and I appreciate that you took the time to send those in, and it should never be dismissed. I would like to just point out to Councillor O'Connor, he may not have seen the chain, but whether you had or not, these reserve applications are available, and we know they are coming long before. And in April, the members of Barry Monday's group were liaising with our director about what they might apply for in April. So it's a pity that they didn't get something back from council to say, this is what we're going to lodge for, what do you think? That's the connection in the conversation that's missing. I do believe there was time, we've missed it, that's happened. I don't believe we should be imposing something without understanding what the community wants. I'm afraid that's what we seem to keep doing, and we need to stop doing that. I suggest that if we can put our proposal in specifics to the group and get a quick answer that you can get agreement from, you might be lucky. I still can't support it in a vacuum, though. And that's what's missing from this report, is some evidence that the community wants what's being put forward. As I've said, we know those application rounds come up. They're not a surprise when they open. They're not a surprise. I think that I would like to see some work done at Wooldridge Fossicking Reserve that allowed the disabled access. So if that were able to be, if that were the sole thing in the report, I would definitely be supporting that, but not with both, because of the absence of support from the user group of the Barramundo Reserve. Thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Ledger.
Thank you. Now, Councillor Toomey just suggested that continuing letters have been received by her and suggests that consultation hasn't been done.
Just listen.
This is what I'm repeating what was said. Please let me finish. I'm allowed to say what I'm saying. There is nothing wrong with what I'm saying. You can't cut me off. Thank you.
Excuse me.
Now, you have to stop cutting me off. You're doing it again. Now, thank you. Now, there is evidence that Barry Mundy's Lane Reserve does want these things, and there is continued meeting minutes where they have agreed on the meeting minutes that these things are required for their reserve. The fact that they have cleaned the net court surface does not mean they do not require anything else. The net court surface has brought them together, so they did discuss these things, and it's in meeting minutes time and time again. It's not that something that should be dismissed today, and I'm not sure if a letter at 10 o'clock is allowed to be brought up at a meeting at council at 1 o'clock that same day for that meeting in particular. I'm sure there is avenues in which these letters get to council and are allowed to be given to the council chamber, and I don't think that's the time frame allowable. In saying that, I'm not sure why Mr. Buckley isn't answering questions here today about this when the letter has thrown a disarray in council chamber, considering 12 months of work has gone towards those things. So, Councillor, I'm happy to leave it on the table today as it is. 7 days is a working week and can be achieved. And council requires more infrastructure, not less.
Thank you. And just for clarification, Councillor Ledger, it wasn't a letter, it was an email sent to all councillors, all 9 councillors, which I have a copy right in front of me. And the email, not the letter, an email, was forwarded at 8:58 a.m. this morning to all councillors.
Is that the allowable time frame to be able to be produced in a chamber? Director of Governance?
You'll direct all questions through the chair, through the general manager. Councillors don't direct a question to a relevant staff member. Councillors will direct a question through the chair, through the general manager. I've mentioned that on numerous occasions before, and things haven't changed overnight.
Mr. Mayor, if I could just clarify a couple of things. That nobody's tabling the email. Councillors are just referring to an email. A key part of our process of putting agenda papers onto public display is so that members of the community can liaise with their councillors and put forward ideas and opinions and viewpoints. So there's no issues from a governance point of view there, and that there's been some care taken today to acknowledge that some members may not have seen the correspondence, so others have briefed the council during committee, so that's all perfectly fine. If I may, Mr. Mayor, just also attend to one other point. The report has been put together based on the historic information that has come from the Friends of the Committee. It hasn't been put forward with no consultation at all. And furthermore, Councillor Ledger is your delegate with the Friends, so you do have a direct conduit. You're not a delegate? Unofficially. Okay, my apologies. So that's good to clarify that. But
it's 355.
No, that's right. But I guess my main point is that the information that's been put before you hasn't come with zero engagement with that group. So it really is in the members' hands which way you want to go with this today. Thank you.
Councillor Strutt, then Councillor Sampson, then Councillor O'Connor.
Mr. Mayor, thank you. I don't need to make comment. I prefer Councillor O'Connor will have to leave shortly. So thank you. I have no comment.
Councillor Sampson.
With the current projects on the recommendation, seeing as though there's contention about whether or not we've done enough to implement said improvements based on the funding application we have in front of us. Well, is there ways to amend the current recommendation to facilitate such things or change the project we are going to apply for?
Through the general manager to the general manager.
Mr. Mayor, I think what Councillor Sampson's referring to is what Councillor O'Connor proposed earlier with some possible adjustments to the wording to give a little bit more scope or latitude to do an up to scope rather than a necessarily prescriptive scope. Thank you.
And or just a like a another Crown Reserve area. We couldn't suggest another Crown Reserve area now under the scope of this project.
Mr. Mayor, yes, councillors can nominate an alternate project on Crown land as well, but we haven't been able to assess any of those for you, obviously.
Thank you.
Councillor O'Connor.
Mr. Mayor, I was going to move us out of committee.
We're still getting questions, so we can't... Okay. When the questions finish out of committee, then we can leave committee, like we always do. Councillor Crouch, then Councillor Ledger.
Given the funding... The applications for both of these projects close in the next couple of weeks. I would prefer to see staff put their effort into the Stronger Country Communities Fund and in the next 12 months work with the Friends of Mundy's Reserve to develop the overall project and the concepts for what they want so that what we put forward is exactly what the community wants.
Thank you. Councillor Ledger.
Can I just really reiterate, Councillor, that there has been extensive consultation with Bunday's Lane, Friends of Bunday's, Barry Bunday's Reserve, and they have put those things forward. I'm not too sure if they want pink with white polka dot fencing, but I'm sure they could figure that out. And I'd like to move out of our committee too. Thank you.
Well, just before we move out of committee, the Chair would like to make a statement. So, councillors, whilst we're still in committee, we have discussed a number of options. We have discussed to approve the recommendation in front of us, to approve it with an amendment, not to approve the recommendation, and to defer the recommendation. So we've had a gambit of suggestions and possibilities. So with that, Councillor Ledger, you said you wish to move us out of committee?
Yes,
move Councillor Ledger, seconded Councillor O'Connor, to move out of committee, resume standing orders. All those in favour, raise your hand. Those against, I declare that carried. We're back in council mode. Councillor O'Connor.
Mr. Mayor, the scribe has got my motion, which removes any reference to specifics within the Barry Mondays. It changes the total cost of to the total application up to for both Woodridge, the Fossicking area, and Barry Mondays. So thank you.
So this I'd is so moved by Councillor O'Connor. Is there a seconder? Seconder Councillor Strutt. So for the record, I'll just read this out. So we have moved by Councillor O'Connor, seconded by Councillor Strutt, that Council apply for grant funding under the Crown Reserves Improvement Fund program for the following projects. One, Crown Reserve 25105 Samaras Ponds Recreation Reserve, also known as Barry Monday Reserve, improvements at a total application up to $175,000. And number two, Crown Reserve 91185 Woolridge Recreation and Fosskin Area, amenities at a total application of up to $120,000. And point three, subject to the grant funding budget being approved, include additional operating costs for maintenance and depreciation estimated at $80,440 per annum. What's this? $2,021. It's just a bit confusing to me, that's all. In the application 2021-2022 budget review process. Councillor O'Connor's a mover. Comment?
Mr. Mayor, this gives the staff the ability to put forward an application. The staff have certainly my encouragement to discuss it fully with the people directly involved with those two reserves. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Councillor Strutt.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I also agree with this. It allows the staff to move forward. There has been extensive communication over quite a long time for both reserves, and I just am keen to allow the staff and the Barramundo, Friends of Barramundo Reserve to be able to move forward on this. Thank you.
Thank you. Anybody want to speak against the motion? Councillor Toomey?
It doesn't take much to consult. That's all we need to do. I think Councillor Crouch's sentiments are those that I would express, that we should respect the time and energy that volunteers have put into Barramundo's and work with them within the capacity they have available to develop a strategy that is what they really want to see out there. As I said, I would love to support a disabled toilet at Woodridge Fosking Reserve, but when I have to vote for the other, I'm afraid, unfortunately, I have to vote against both. Thank you.
Thank you. Councillor O'Connor, your right to reply.
None needed, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. So the motion I've just read out has been moved by Councillor O'Connor, seconded by Councillor Strutt. I'll put the motion. All those in favour, raise your hand. Those against? I declare that carried, and for the record, Councillor Crouch, Councillor Toomey, Councillor Vell voted against the motion, and again I said that I declare that carried. Thank you. Did you wish to seek leave, Councillor O'Connor?
Mr. Mayor, as advised at the beginning of the meeting, I have 2 o'clock.
Thank you. For the record, Councillor O'Connor will be leaving the room at 1:58 p.m. Councillor Bell?
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Mayor. Mrs. Gwen Fuller's now in the foyer for our 2 o'clock meeting. If we can change the order of the business around so that we can have the discussion on Fuller Park set down, is that possible?
It's up to the councillors. If the councillors wish to, it doesn't worry me in the slightest. I've got all day. So our councillors happy to have Mrs. Fuller to address council. That would require a procedural motion. I'll put that motion. To everybody happy if Mrs. Fuller, General Manager?
Mr. Mayor, so I understood what was scheduled this afternoon was a workshop with Mrs. Fuller and that UTEC members were invited, so we're just not seeing many members from UTEC here at this stage, but nonetheless. So it would actually be an adjournment of the meeting. I guess the other question to members would be, given the debate discussion you've just had in committee, is how long you think it would take to finish the two items that are remaining?
I wouldn't imagine it shouldn't take that long, but we'll do that. We'll adjourn the meeting. Councillor Toomey?
I just want to quickly observe for you, I did see a couple of members of UTEC last night and I couldn't see, and none of them mentioned today. So I'm not sure they didn't mention an awareness of it at all. So I apologise, I just thought I'd say that in case that, because yeah, it may not be such a useful adjournment, that's all.
It's a bit, nobody praised me, I'm being left out in the cold. So nobody told me that about... So I'll adjourn the meeting. Procedural motion. Move Councillor Dusting, seconded Councillor Ledger to adjourn the meeting. All those in favour, raise your hand. The meeting's been adjourned at 1:59 p.m. No. So, councillors, we'll just re-adjourn the meeting at 2:45 p.m. Welcome back, everybody. So we're looking at 6.2, which is on page 23 of the business papers. Project nominations for the Stronger Country Communities Fund, round 4. Councillor Cratch.
We move into committee.
Is there a seconder? Second, Councillor Bell. So move, Councillor Crouch. Second, Councillor Bell, to move into committee. All those in favour, raise your hand. We're in committee mode, councillors. Who wants to start? Councillor Crouch.
I'm all in favour of the McMoore Gardens upgrades, but I would word them slightly differently for this application. I think you can still cover everything that's there, but they're not going to pay for routine, what they could see as routine maintenance. It would get it thrown out real quick. But it's stuff that needs doing, and I believe can be worked around with the right wording into the funding guidelines and eligibility criteria. The section it may fall over on, and the section I believe the next two items there would fall over on, is public consultation. Part of the application, you're required to provide evidence of public consultation and attach that evidence to the application. Apart from one of the youth forums, I may have mentioned the skate park, I've seen very little evidence of what we're actually proposing there, or what's actually needed, or further community consultation there. And I've certainly haven't seen enough community consultation that would push that up to the highest priority for me to look at funding. With the Wooldridge Fossicking Reserve, I've already said my bit on that one. I'll throw it open and see what other councillors think.
Well, just on the skate park, I can actually enlighten you somewhat. The last youth morning tea and the previous morning youth morning tea has been brought up at both occasions. Things they're talking about in the youth park is a bit tidying up, a bit painting some murals on the... You look confused, Councillor Crouch. You're looking rather perplexed.
I am looking perplexed because we're talking $80,000.
Yeah, I'm just trying to enlighten you what was raised.
I don't understand what we get for our $80,000.
Right. But I'm just trying to enlighten you what subject matter was brought up at the youth morning tea, and I'm sure that Councillor Ledger and Councillor Strutt could attest to. So that those are simple ideas. So I don't know where the $80,000 come from. I'm just letting you know what was said by our young people, and by that would be young people consultation with young people.
Thank you.
Councillor Strutt.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I too certainly support the work for McMoore Gardens, and if there needs to be some rewording, as Councillor Crouch suggests, to just perhaps ensure that application is positively looked at by the funding body, then that's great. But I certainly support work being completed at McMoore's. There's a lot of little things that we need to do, and I think the value of that facility within the community and certainly into the future, I'm all in favour of undertaking work that will complete some of the outstanding work that needs to be done there. I support the upgrade to the Urala Skate Park because it has been raised at two of the youth roundtables. And in general comment, both from youth and also from youth in Bundara, they tend to say we haven't got anything to do. We need some things to be able to do. So I'm in favour of that. The other thing I see about it is that it's very close to and adjacent to the exercise equipment just on the top edge of Hampton Park. And I think that's perhaps quite a good connection. And I notice from time to time when I'm driving past that there are families and children in that sort of area of the exercise equipment. I think it's great. And yes, let's see what we get. But it's certainly the young people were looking at a possible extension, I think, but certainly of some tidying up and some murals and just making it a bit attractive. I wonder from our discussion this morning whether the renewal of amenities at Wooldridge Fossicking Reserve, I wouldn't support in here, I don't think, given that they're in the earlier report 6.1. But I wonder whether we can replace that with applying for some funding for Fuller Park. Just, and I'm thinking back to the discussion we had on report 6.1. Thank you.
Councillor Bell.
Yeah, I guess my only question, Mr. Mayor, is have we given up on the industrial land as such? Because I know we've made efforts before to have it funded. It seems to have stalled, and I'm concerned that it's just going to sit on the back burner for another few years. Thank you.
Yeah, I don't think this the industrial land would fall under the Strong Country Communities Program. And just in terms of that, there was, I think it was a resolution to look at a three-staging option, or stage 1A, 1B and stage 2, rather than a stage 1 and stage 2. And we've received that, and that's under review at the moment, so hopefully I'll bring that to the July workshop.
And funding application still live.
Yeah, so building better regions round 4, I think. Is it 4 or 5? We're live in, and we haven't heard back from that one yet.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Thank you, Director.
Councillor Crouch.
By my earlier statements, I didn't mean to detract from the value of the skate park like it is. It's a valuable asset. It gets a fair bit of use. Now my grandchildren come in and use it when they're here. And it is next to the exercise equipment, and it's a good facility next to the toilets up there. What I don't understand is what we get for our $80,000. And I still don't have an answer to that. So, Mr. Mayor, could I request that I get an answer?
Through the chair, it's quite a difficult site when we've looked at it before, in the sense that we can't expand it to the east because we don't own the land there. What we'd be looking at doing is getting a concept plan done by a skate park designer, as we did for the Bundara multi-purpose courts, to look and see what we actually can build there, what's feasible, because we've got the land sloping away down to the west as well, so it's difficult. And we'd be looking to get somebody to come up and see what we could actually build on that site. So it's still very much up in the air. But based on the costs of the Bundara multi-purpose courts, I think about $80,000 should cover it.
Councillor Ledger.
The renewal works at McMoore Gardens I thought were catered for. We need more money again. We went into extension funds for that. I thought that was adequately catered for, and we're still going with rounds of funding for McMoore Gardens, which is, I'm happy to support. Upgrades to the Urala Skate Park, I understand, were murals to cover the toilet blocks, and also what was suggested and strongly suggested, I think, were some railings. The children suggested railings, and I don't know what exactly they meant by that.
They use it on their skateboards. They can jump up there. That's like a piece of metal or a tube, and they manoeuvre around.
Yeah. Well, that was really highly sought after.
We're a bit too old for that stuff, but it's all
that was part of the requirement for the park to have such things, and to bring it up to scratches, and it was very sought after by the children. So I think. That absolutely has, and to know that they have artistic flares and wanting to be in a beautiful place was a great thing, and care about their place and to have the input to be the driving force behind this $80,000, I'm incredibly wrapt in the council collaboration with children in Urala, and it brings them up, it raises them up, and they look to the future in everything they do with Urala. So it's fantastic. And I encourage that every step of the way and always. Renewal of at Wooldridge Fossicking Reserve. Now, that was in the other funding. So, and Councillor O'Connor said that he was concerned that the two fundings weren't put together and that they were separate, that that might not be seen as a good status to have, because they often look at funding like that, and he's right in his experience in saying that. And it's sitting here as well, so I'm supporting it. How it's going to get the funding probably would be best on this Country Communities Fund round four, but it's already been put through in 6.1, so I support it either way.
Thank you. Councillor Sampson.
Well, I'm in support of number one and number two, and number three as well, but as it's been mentioned, that we've had an application go through in the previous motion. You know, and if we get that through, I don't really see why we would need this the second one. So my point would be to replace that project with another project on the list. My project of choice is the auditorium. That's what I wanted to get done. So, yeah, anyway.
Thank you. Councillor Toomey.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I had just a question first. These projects have been drawn from a list that was part of Council's resolve position at the May meeting, I beg your pardon. And part of that resolution was that the proposed list, to place the proposed project list on public exhibition for a period of not fewer than 28 days and undertake community consultation during the period to ascertain the level of community support for the proposed projects and assist Council to allocate prioritisation when funding opportunities arise. I'd be grateful, Mr. Mayor, if the General Manager could advise when that will happen, please.
Mr. Mayor, through the Chair, we have scheduled that to commence shortly. We didn't want to start it immediately with the budget consultation process, just in terms of the amount of consultations on at any one time, but yes, we're mindful that that needs to commence shortly. Thank you.
Mr. Mayor, could the General Manager advise what form the public notice and particularly the community consultation will take, please?
Mr. Mayor, I haven't actually got a detailed consultation plan yet. I'm still in discussion with staff on that, but if there's any comments from members today on that, that's welcome. Thank you.
My observation is that we need more open public forums rather than select forums like the Youth Week one, that not everyone's included in. Not all the kids in our town could attend that. We're invited, not but COVID withstanding, they're never all invited. Youth forums are really important as part of this, and I've always applauded the Youth Week, and I wish I had known in my 5 years here that I was able to attend those. I never knew, and I've never been able to get to one because I didn't believe I was included in the invitation. What I would say is that if that is part of the feedback, I'd love to see that in the mayoral minute rather than a focus on budget discussions, which I'll have to confess seemed awfully political when that was put before us. I would then have known that at that last mayoral Youth Week forum that there had been some discussion of skate parks, because I didn't know it had occurred then. I recall it from, I think it was maybe 2 or 3 years ago, that it did come through that forum, and I appreciated you sharing that with councillors. What I would say, though, is that's not people saying, I want a skate park, but we have a skate park. What do you want? What is it? You know, and this is where all of these one-line items, I appreciate there's this massive list. I think it's more than this council needs to have on it on the go, personally. I think we need a much more concise list that we review every year. However, a big list with one-line descriptions doesn't really tell anyone what we're looking at doing and how we came to the 80K or the whatever number we're looking at. And I think if we could just have some more words, some more specifics, a drawing is best, but something, then that would be something to consult about rather than consulting about a skate park when a few people that have seen what was in the papers today have raised with me that they don't understand why that's there when we have a skate park. And these are parents and people with kids who use it a lot. A lot of kids use it up there with scooters as much as skateboards, possibly Fitbit 50-50. So I just, you know, there's a multi-use there that I think across the community needs to be considered. And I know they're parents of kids who were not part of the youth forum. So, you know, their input hasn't been considered. And I think whatever consultation we undertake, it has to be open to everybody to be involved. It can't be a closed forum that we then say, well, based on that closed forum, we're now going to do this. We have to have open forum consultation, and that would be my strong recommendation to the general manager. My only other observation is, I endorse McMoore's, I do think that'll be impressive to get that out of this fund. It does need to be done. And I struggle with anything that puts more onto our bottom line that I can't see as really essential. So Wooldridge Reserve, I'm not quite sure, there's a, you know, 120 there and 120 here. If the 120 previously that has just been approved for council staff to lodge an application for provides the disabled access, then that's done to me, and I don't see what this delivers that we need. So I would actually prefer that we focused on McMoore's and that we resolved that the second item was simply to support a request for additional funding for the projects that we have underway at Pioneer Park and the Glen and possibly Fuller Park that don't have enough funding, that we know we're already short. So we can actually finish the projects that are, we've resolved to deliver. So I would rather see an amended motion that had one as written and two, support an additional sum for the works of to support reaching the required funding for the other projects such as Fuller Park, Pioneer Park and the Glen that are currently resolved to progress.
Thank you. I think the scribe is still trying to scribe something down, Councillor Toomey.
Apologies, Mr. Mayor, I think I misspoke. Fuller Park hasn't got a resolved position, but so maybe I should restrict that to Pioneer and the Glen to for accuracy and to be consistent with what's already been actually resolved. I think there are some great ideas for Fuller Park, but from the workshop that's just been held, when the staff bring those back, perhaps then we can get that. I don't think it's essential. I am aware other groups are applying for funding and I wish them equally, you know, equal success here, and the state government does take those grants applications directly as well.
Thank you. Any other comments, councillors, or was telling committee? Councillor Strutt?
Mr. Mayor, just thinking about Fuller Park, can I just ask through you whether that, from a staff perspective, whether Fuller Park could be included, an application for Fuller Park, given that we've just had the workshop? And I think it would be a good. I think it would be a good project to seek funding for and to progress.
If a councillor asks a question of a staff member, the staff member may be able to answer the question of the councillor. So that's how we sort of roll here.
Through the chair, Mr. Mayor, I think councillors again identifying the correct challenges and issues here in terms of how much we take on and how much we're juggling. Perhaps one way ahead here would be instead to resolve that you add Fuller Park to that proposed list that we're about to go out in consultation with, that perhaps you do add it here to apply, and then when depending on how successful we are with the grant application, the council can, will have its further feedback from the community by then, and you can also seek to vary. Like, even if we get an offer, we could at that time seek go back to the grant funding partner and say, thank you very much, but could we change it to this? Or, as you've done with the Public Spaces Legacy funding. So, look, none of these things are simple or timelines aren't always lining up nicely for us, but I think, again, you're making the right steps, and the considerations, of course, are about the, what you haven't yet scoped with your Fuller Park is what, how much, and what are the budget costs for that. The capital's not the problem if we get the grant, it's the ongoing costs, and I don't think they'd be that extensive for that park. So Does that help a little bit?
I can just make a quick observation. It is in the list of 57 with 120,000, so it will go on display in that forum. Thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Ledger.
Yeah, I'm happy to do the third one instead of the renewal of amenities to Wooldridge Fossey King Reserve, have the renewal of amenities with the resolved position of Fuller Park. So I'm happy to move that.
Nobody's moved or seconded anything at the moment. We're still in committee and we've got two different recommendations up on the board. Sorry, we have one move by Councillor Toomey, which is the second one.
Mr. Mayor, I think for both point two and point three, and I know we're just in committee sort of drafting some potential things that could get moved when we move out of committee, I think we would need a quantum in there, and the same with Fuller Park, and Councillor Toomey's just checked what we had in the proposed project list of the 120, whether that's the amount you'd like to put in for part three, we would need, yep.
My view was going to be that we would put a sum of 300,000 in to pick a number for the second point for Pioneer and the Glen, but I don't believe we should be putting Fuller Park in without an idea. It's not going to be the only time this comes up. We need to not try and put the horse before the cart too much here. I think we should stick to what's there, knowing that there are other groups making really valid applications too. I think that we should do it that way. That's my view. I'd love to see the designs based on the conversations that we've just had and make sure that they are reflective of where the community wants to go, because we've only had, again, another closed consultation. We need to have a more public consultation. The 57 projects haven't been on display, of which Fuller Park is one. It's not the only opportunity we'll have. So I'd like to see us stick to the other two and focus on completing those projects.
Mr. Mayor, so that's helpful for point two. I think for Councillor Strutt and Ledger that were raising point three, having heard Councillor Toomey's point, and again, up to the members, if you did want, depending on what you all think when you come out of committee, if you did want to have part three in there again, we'd encourage you not to put part three up without an amount. And you could, of course, pursue the detailed communication and design process with the community as part of the project if you were successful with the funding. So there are options there. But consistent with what Councillor Toomey's been pointing out, and the reason we didn't fully subscribe recommendations to the total amount available to our shire is there are other community groups that are likely to be putting in funding submissions for that same pool of money.
So just for my clarity, are we looking at proposed two different motions, is that right? That's the way I read it as it stands there. One with 1.1 and 2 and one with 0.3. Councillor Ledger.
So my understanding is, and I just would like confirmation, we do have funding for the Glen and Pioneer Park at this stage?
No.
But we're asking for additional funding. Would that put any other funding at jeopardy?
Mr. Mayor, through the chair, yes, that's correct. We close to securing a funding deed for the Pioneer Park and the Glen under the Public Spaces Legacy Program. The proposal here is to apply for an additional $300,000 to add to that, and you can go for different grants for the same project. That is possible. I don't necessarily understand what your question is about jeopardising, other than you could put something else in or not apply. You could just leave it at number one and number three as an option. There's many options here.
Then would the $300,000 then put towards the Glen as an additional works jeopardise the other projects on the table that are coming forward to get funded also through this? So you're saying that there are other projects on the table, so those other projects will be jeopardised if this $300,000 goes up, so they won't get a look at?
if this is in the forefront of our request in the motion.
Just for clarity, are there any proposals? Nothing set in concrete.
No, that's correct.
They're proposals. That's why the heading of this business item is project nominations.
Mr. Mount.
And then not going towards the funding for other projects within the community when the Glen has got up and Pioneer Park have got up. Now it's time for other members of the community to get in without asking for more on top of just at this point in time. I think we need more community projects on board at this point. And then later on we get the funding for additional if required, which obviously looks at this point to be required.
Mr. Mayor, I'd be grateful if I can just express that I am happy to combine point three with my first two. I wanted to just offer that quickly so that saved some discussion, if that helps. I hadn't intended to split those out separately. I apologise for causing confusion. I just expressed the view that I realise that Fuller Park doesn't have a resolved support, so that's why I wasn't sure that we should include that at this point, but I don't mind. I think the workshop discussion was useful and I'm sure we'll get to a good point on it, and that's fine. The reason that $300,000 is something I'm aware will be needed is, as we know, when we adopted the recommendations with the public spaces legacy funding, that what was there wasn't actually enough to complete those two really massive projects. And what I just don't want to see us falling short on all of them for the sake of a small-ish sum, not very small really, but what could be a smallish sum to complete the projects was what I was trying to achieve. Thank you.
So it's just like every other time we're in committee, I'm just trying to look at some sort of mutual agreement that we can come to some sort of mutual agreement. So, councillors, with dot point three, the support, an additional sum for the required work at Fuller Park will need a figure up to. Is there a comment?
I think it's got 120 in the guide price from staff. That's all I can base it on.
Councillor Strutt.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. So, on that basis, could we, in point three there, put support an additional sum up to $120,000 required for work for Fuller Park?
Comments, councillors, who are still in committee?
Yes, Mr. Mayor, I don't support number two.
You've got to put your microphone on if you want to speak.
Sorry, Mr. Mayor, I don't support number two. I'm happy to put it through as Councillor Strutt worded the one previous, that hasn't been attended to yet. The point two concerns me that other community members will miss out when that job already has funding. We want more multitudes of projects, not condensed, pour your money into one egg carton projects.
Councillor Strutt.
Mr. Mayor, I also would really like to include the skate park upgrade. I just think that it would be good to at least show that we are giving consideration to requests that have been made on behalf of young people. So I don't see why that couldn't go in at point four, upgrade the Arella skate park, say up, and even if we change the wording to say up to 80,000.
General Manager, if we're going to start doing this, they're going to be pulling projects out left, right and centre. So how far do we go? We need to stick to a script like we normally do, and there's things being pulled out here from left field, and it's
yeah, thanks, Mr. Mayor. I'll just ask the Director for some overview comments. Thank you.
Yeah, just in regard to the Wooldridge Fossicking Reserve project, it's very unlikely that we'll get both those projects through the Crown Land program, but you probably pretty good bet to get it through this program. So I think what might happen if you exclude it from this program is you just may not get it at all. And I think 80,000 is fine for the Yarralla Skate Park, and 120 would certainly be ample for the works that we were talking about this morning. It's probably more than adequate. I think when we were first trying to scope that up, we had visions of a lot grander thing. So yeah, 75 would probably be about right for those works at the Fuller Park. Yeah.
Happy to reduce that figure for Fuller Park to 75 or 80,000.
Councillor Sampson.
Just a quick point of correction. I said auditorium, but I meant amphitheatre. Thanks.
Councillor Crouch.
I mean, that, as you quite correctly said a little while ago, we can keep pulling projects out and list them. I'd suggest we vote on the first three and then vote separately on the next two.
Councillor's thoughts? Are councillors supportive of the first three dot points? That's either a yes or a no. Yes, 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 yes. Yeah, yeah. So I'm getting a general. So everyone except for Councillor Ledger.
So they're number two.
No. Sorry. I'll say it again. We have the top three dot points under Councillor Toomey's suggestion. There's three dot points. Is everybody happy with those three dot points? It's either a yes or a no.
Will I move us out of committee, Mr. Mayor?
No. Because every time we move out of committee, somebody wants to ask more questions. So we'll get out of committee when everybody's finished answering questions or asking questions. The skate park, is that mentioned in the 57 other projects? Right. So we can... I don't think there's a urgent necessity to whack in the skate park. Comments? Councillor Crouch?
That's where I would move out of committee and vote on them one by one. I won't vote in favour of the skate park at the moment. I don't believe it's progressed to the stage, and I don't understand enough about what's going. We need to see the concept and vote on that.
Okay. What about the amphitheatre?
Yeah, I would support it at the moment. It's a tag on the end.
But the key we've been mentioning about community consultation. I know there are some people that are happy for the amphitheatre, but there are also some people that aren't happy for the amphitheatre. So I'm just...
In hindsight, I'd retract that because we haven't done a community consultation, and we need to. Well, we're part of it. It was part of the consultation that we had for the other projects a couple of months ago.
If I can just add, I think that we should stick to just get three things in that fit the numbers rather than trying to put more in personally. I feel that we need to put the 57 on display and have that consultation before we start doing this. I'd like to see that started really promptly. Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. No, you're really doing good, Natalie, I might say, but it's like things are in Hansard, but thank you for what you're trying to do. It just, I get where you come from now. I was confused before where... items were broken up, but so while we're still in committee, before we move out of committee, we're looking at the first three. Everybody generally supportive except for Councillor Ledger for the first three.
I'm generally supportive. If the question is generally, then I'm generally supportive.
Well, yes. I think I just said generally twice. So the Euralis Gate Park and the amphitheatre.
But I want to put my own motion in. So we'll do that in a minute because we've spent a whole hour.
We'll do that when I say you can do it, okay? As the chair has the right to do so. Is there anything further while we're still in committee, councillors? No? No further questions? Once? Twice? Three times? Would someone care to move us out of committee, please? Move Councillor Dusting, second to Councillor Toomey, to move out of committee, resume standing orders. All those in favour, raise your hand. We're back in council mode, councillors. Before Councillor Toomey, are you happy to move that? Yes. Councillor Strutt, were you happy to second that? Yes. Councillor Ledger?
Amended motion. Is that what I do now? Because I would like to see my motion say renewal works of McMoor Gardens, upgrade to Yarra Skate Park, and renewal of the Fuller Park. At this point, I'd like it to say those things, and I'll support that. And I'll vote on that.
Sorry, Mr. Mayor, we're just trying to make sure we've captured the moving out of committee, which was move Councillor Dusting, second Councillor Toomey, carried unanimously. Then the actual motion moved, second Councillor Strutt, again carried unanimously. And could I please just hear the projects? No, it hasn't been voted on yet. Thank you. So are you moving an amendment, Councillor Ledger?
Yes.
Could you just tell me again? Apologies, I just couldn't keep up.
It's number one. I do not believe we should be asking for additional
to federal. Got it. So, Mr. Mayor, if I'm understanding correctly, we have a motion, an amendment moved by Councillor Ledger for bullet point one and bullet point three only, with bullet point three being for up to 120. No, you said not number two.
Yes, I said number one, renewal.
Yep. Apologies.
Number two, upgrade to Euralla Skate Park.
Got it,
number
thank
three.
You.
And it's not what councillors have been suggesting.
Mr. Mayor, I'm doing my best to keep up. We've now got on the screen the amendment being 3 points. Point one stays the same. The second one reinserts the upgrade to the skate park up to 80,000 and has point three the same at 80,000. And the next step would be to see if there's a seconder and if there is, to go through the normal debate on the amendment first.
Is there a seconder for Councillor Ledger's amended motion? Is there a seconder for Councillor Ledger's amended motion? Is there a seconder for Councillor Ledger's amended motion? The motion is lost due to lack of a seconder. So Councillor Toomey, as the mover, do you wish to make a statement?
No further comment needed. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Councillor Strutt.
No further comment. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. No right of reply, Councillor Toomey.
No, thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. So, councillors, we have moved by Councillor Toomey, seconded by Councillor Strutt, that council apply for grant funding under the Stronger Country Communities Fund Round 4 for the following projects in order of preference. Renew works at Memorial Gardens identified in the Six Hills report at $320,000. Support an additional sum for the required work at the Glen Precinct and Pioneer Park for the sum of $300,000 and support an additional sum of up to $80,000 for the required work at Fuller Park. We have moved by Councillor Toomey, seconded by Councillor Strutt. I'll put the motion. All those in favour, raise your hand. Those against? Councillor Ledger voted against, but I declare that carried. Thank you. Now, councillors, our last item is 6.3 on page 37, the Central Northern Regional Library Agreement, with the recommendation that in relation to the report of the Central Northern Regional Library Council, receive and note the minutes of the Central Northern Regional Library ordinary meeting held on the 21st of April 2021, approve the extension of the current Central Northern Regional Library Agreement for a further 5-year period from the 1st of July 2021 to the 3rd of June 2026. And point three, authorise the Mayor and General Manager to sign and seal the Central Northern Regional Library Agreement for 2021.
Mr. Mayor, I'm happy to move the recommendation.
Move Councillor Strutt, seconded Councillor Dustin. Councillor Crouch.
I have one question, if I may, through you to the General Manager. How much did we spend on the library services through the Central Northern Regional Library in the last 12 months? This is a very open-ended agreement.
Couldn't tell you off the top of my head. I'd like to go and find out.
Would it be a similar amount to what's in the budget for next year?
Are you asking how much we paid to the Central Northern Regional Library?
Yes.
Can I have 2 minutes and I'll go and tell you if that's of any assistance? Otherwise, I'll have to take the question on notice.
I'd like to give you the 2 minutes, if I may, but that's up to the chair.
We'll just have a quick 2 minute adjournment break. I'll move it from the chair, so we'll have a quick 2 minute break. Just resume the meeting. Thank you, Councillor Strutt. So we'll resume the meeting at 3:31 p.m. after the Chief Finance Officer had to find some figures. So the question was raised prior to the break, how much council budgets or pays for the membership for the Central Northern Regional Library.
Through you, Mr. Mayor, in 2020-21, we paid $110,656, and we are budgeting in 2021-22 $111,000. For your information, I did just extract that that we get $75,250 from the Library Council for funding towards the operations of the library.
So that's approximately $30,000.
Given that information, I'm happy to move the recommendation.
Well, actually, I think Councillor Strutt, Councillor Strutt's already moved that, and Councillor Dustin's already seconded that. So, Councillor Bell.
I only have one question, Mr. Mayor, so we don't need to move in the committee. At the bottom of page 46, Councillor Strutt's advice to the meeting was that it might be time to go to do another survey of what times might benefit the community for the library. Have we undertaken that process?
Through the Mayor, thank you for your question. Yes, we have commenced the survey. It's underway now.
Through Ms. Beck, can I just correct the number? I think I said 75,000. That was our total income. The Library Council funding is actually 73,500. Just can't remember which figure I gave you.
So, Councillor Toomey with one question.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Just one question. I just wanted to follow up from Councillor Bell's question. Will all members of the community receive the library survey, or will it just go to current users? I guess my consideration is how can we increase our users and give more community members access by involving them in the survey?
Through the Mayor, thank you for your question. Yes, the survey at this point is with the users of the library and will be expanded out to the wider community as well.
Yep. Councillor Strutt is the mover. Any further comments?
No, Mr. Mayor, just to say that I think that the library and all that it provides, programs and facilities and just it's a service that serves the whole of the community, those who wish to be involved. I think it's a very valuable service, and it's one that council on its own would not be able to provide to the level and the breadth of programs that we can obtain through CNREL. Thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Dustin is the seconder.
Yes, Mr. Mayor, I agree totally with what Councillor Stott has just said. The library is well and truly more profitable to us than it costs us. Our community gains a hell of a lot of information from it. We have computer services over there. We supply both to our community and to the travelling public. People, the world is changing. Communications is becoming extremely complex, and the library runs courses on how to keep up with the latest trends and all that sort of thing. Our older members of the community wouldn't have this information available to them if we didn't have our library. Our younger people do their homework up there. If they didn't have the library available to them, they would be disadvantaged. And this is a real win-win situation. And as the Chief Financial Officer just mentioned, $39,000 is very, very cheap for what we get out of it. So I'd like to recommend this recommendation.
Thank you. Your Councillor Strutt to write a reply?
Not required. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. So, Council, we have moved by Councillor Strutt, seconded by Councillor Dustin. And I've just read out the motion before. I'll put the motion. All those in favour, raise your hand. Those against, I declare that carried unanimously. Thank you. And, Councillors, with that, we'll close the meeting at 3:36 p.m. Thank you.